but don't you call us petty. We that bread and butter, fuck off if you're feeling jelly. They call me Dr. Nympho, freaking with that PhD. Two freaks and a virgin, let us take you where you wanna be. Where else you gonna get one show, three fantasies? X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be. X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be.
Color, and they don't know how to keep. To grow, and that could have a lot of different meanings, but if you really look at it, we're talking about, like, have you grown before you even got in something serious? Have you learned yourself? Do you know your worth before you even got in a relationship, or before you get in one? Things you need to know within yourself before you jump into one. And sometimes I think that's the problem. Like, sometimes we could take the fall or take the leap with someone, but we haven't grown ourselves. So how can you truly get to love someone and learn to be with that one when you haven't grown? You haven't learned yourself. You hadn't known what your full worth is as a person, as an individual, as a male, as a female. So, of course, problems gonna arise quick. Or you wouldn't sometimes know how to react to certain things because you haven't grown. You don't know what you're going to accept sometimes or what you're willing to accept. Right. Because you don't know, like, and sometimes it's not our fault sometimes when we don't know. Because we weren't taught that at a younger age, you shouldn't accept that shit. Or maybe your mom or dad didn't tell you, well, a man's supposed to treat you like this. Or baby, that's not love. So, yeah, we're going to talk about all that, like what you should, like, it's all about growing. In 2023, it's all about growth. For me, Nympho, it's about growth, because I think growth is very important, because some things you learn that you didn't know when you was in your 20s, or sometimes in your 30s, you learn stuff you ain't even know,
right?
Or in your 40s, it's always in your lifetime, you should always be growing. You should always be learning. You should always be alert about things, red flags. Learn. Sometimes you have to unlearn things and grow. That's another part of growth. Mm-hmm. So we're discussing all of that, y'all. So the first question of tonight is...
Wait, okay, hold on. So this is a live recording of the podcast, Two Freaks and a Virgin. So if you have any questions, comments, feel free to drop that and I will read it. And you can, if you want to get in the box, you can get in the box and you can hear yourself on our podcast, and which is found on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor. So that's what, if I'm not responding to anything other pertaining to the podcast, that's why. Okay,
the first question of tonight is, why is growth so important before getting into a serious relationship with someone?
Okay, Gavin. Well, you know, they say you learn from your mistakes. So, if you have experienced some mistakes and you learn from those things in the past, you want to grow from them so you can recognize things and what they may look like in the future to keep you from repeating those same habits.
Okay. So, I feel. So, this nipple-licious. it's already a struggle. Not a struggle, but it's already going to be a task to learn somebody.
That's work.
Yeah, that's putting in work. So if you get in a relationship, you got to learn that person. And you try to learn who you are. And you're going to burn out. Yeah, you're going to burn out. So and you need to go in knowing what your standards is, what you ain't going to accept. So you already can tell your partner what's up. And if they start displaying things that you ain't falling for, like, okay, so let me get a prime example. Okay, what's up? So if I tell you I am not looking for anything sexual, mm-hmm. and then we start to get to know each other, mm-hmm. and then bam, here you come with being sexual. But like, what that's telling me? I just told
you. They don't respect your boundaries.
Okay, I just told you. I'm not looking for anything sexual. So, you telling me you're not either, but then not even a week later, you're talking sexual.
That's crazy. I had a friend say the other day, she just met somebody. They've been talking 2 days. How you already talking about the sex?
Well, exactly. That's why it's important. You know what else we got to do?
Stand
your ground. If you're not looking for nothing sexual, ain't no, just cut that conversation off.
Yeah, it should be no.
And if you bring it to their attention and like, okay, I'm sorry, and it keeps happening, you need to go ahead.
That's growth right there.
Yeah, you need to.
If I already know I'm not accepting that, cut it off.
Ain't nobody got time. This is the 14th day of the new year.
Yes.
And you ain't about to keep going the rest of the 300 and something odd days with the same old thing, because if you let this right here slide, it's going to be something else new you said you wasn't going to go for, but then here you go. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker doing the same thing mm-hmm. you said you wasn't looking for. So, no. We got to cut it off. Dead it. Ain't no second chances. If they apologize, okay, apologize. But if that behavior come up again, cut it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes let them apologize, but at the same time, move the fuck on.
Yeah.
I accept your apology, but I'm moving the fuck on.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It shouldn't keep happening.
And if you allow it to keep happening, you stunting your own growth.
Exactly.
Because you're not growing. You staying in the same fucking situation over and over, and you letting the person just do the same fucking thing over and over and over. So how is that part of you growing? Where is the growth?
And you showing them that you don't got no backbone. If you say you ain't going to do this, and you give it to this person before your old time limit, whatever you said, okay, they're going to come up with something else, and then the same thing you said you wasn't going to do, they're going to try it.
Yeah.
And you keep giving it. That's the behavior, that repeated behavior. You told that it's okay.
I
accept it. That what I was saying was just words, and I didn't mean it. And we don't want that.
Nope.
That shit is mixed messages.
Yep.
Another reason, to me, why growth is so important, because like I said in the beginning, if you don't know yourself, how you just going to accept anything? If you don't know yourself, or you know who you are as a person, and you know what you're worth, if you don't know your worth, that could cause a lot of problems. Ain't no point in getting on a relationship if you don't know your worth.
Yeah, that's true.
Ladies and fellas, if you don't know your worth, motherfuckers will run right the fuck over you.
Right.
Motherfuckers will disrespect you in your face. Talk to you any kind of way in your face. And if they keep doing it, you haven't grown, because you wouldn't accept the bullshit. Men, if women treating you any kind of way, you wouldn't accept the bullshit. If you've grown, if you want to know if you at your full potential of growth, which it takes years to do that. I'm still not at my potential, but I know I've grown, because I'm not taking a lot of bullshit I used to take. If you want to know, have I grown, look at how much shit you take. Say, okay, how much bullshit do I take from what's the name, or her, or him? How much bullshit do I take? You got to ask yourself these questions, because they not going to tell you. They just going to keep on doing what the fuck they going to do.
What they allow to get.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's all about growth. What am I allowing this man or this woman to do? What am I allowing? Because sometimes you got to ask yourself questions. Like, there's nothing wrong with talking to the other, the opposite sex or the same sex or the person. But at the end of the day, you got to sit back and question yourself. okay, is this good for me? Or what has this person done that's affecting me? Or is it fucking up my growth as a person? Am I all just about this person and I'm not growing? Like, if you want to fuck up my growth, I don't need to be with you. Point blank. I've learned that. I done been there in the past where I just made it all about this person. It's just all about them. I got to do this for them. I got to do this. If this person loved me so much, I got to do this. I got to break my back. That's not love. And that fucked up my growth so bad over the years. No telling where I could have been years ago if I didn't let that motherfucker fuck up my growth. I could have been, my mindset would have been totally different. I wouldn't have accepted the bullshit I accepted. I wouldn't have degraded myself within myself. I degraded myself. But it was a learning experience. I had to hit rock bottom to learn that that ain't fucking love. This motherfucker was just using you, treating you like shit. And I used to be the one crying and feeling bad. But no more of that shit. I had to learn the hard way. And sometimes it takes that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people can have growth and it's nothing. It's easy for them because they've had that experience. They've learned from others or they've seen what bullshit is. So sometimes it takes longer for some people. Sometimes it don't take much. But for me, I had to go through it. And it took more than one time. I done did some shit where it took another time. Well, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? Because I was looking for something that I couldn't find in them. It was in myself. And I had to look for it. And sometimes y'all got to do that.
Yep.
You have to take a seat back and look within yourself. You looking from this person, or you got to find it from this person, or you think love is there. Love is in yourself sometimes. That love that you're looking for, sometimes that could be the most deepest and most beautifulest love that you can find within yourself that you could never find from nobody else. I don't care if you married a motherfucker. Your love, self-love is better than anything in life with God's love. So those most two powerful love you can find, okay, seriously.
Preach!
So, yeah, that's my thing of why I think it's important. Growth is so important. And man and female. So some men feel like, oh, that's a female thing. No, that's a personal thing. That's for any individual. So men, y'all don't need to be like, oh, that's a feminine thing. No, because y'all got feelings and emotions too. Y'all go through shit. So it's not even about male or female. We're human. We are all human and we go through shit. Mm-hmm. So we all have to grow some way or somehow. So
she said that.
The second question is, because, like, if I done been through it, I know. Mm-hmm. Like, this from personal experience. And sometimes I get mad to think about all the bullshit I went through. I waste all that wasted time. But
it's not time. It's growth. Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lesson
but
learned.
It's a part of waste our time. I wasted, but I take full accountability for it. I did it, and I paid for it, but I've learned from it at the same time. So it's a process of growth. Okay, so the second question is, what are some ways people can grow apart during a serious relationship?
By not communicating. Or you thinking they know something, so you just don't say nothing because you think the other person know, and in reality, they really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Being selfish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Being selfish.
Because some motherfuckers will not even give a fuck about you and claim they give a care about you, but they just caring about them fucking selves.
Forsaking what you know your partner
exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Forsaking what you know what they like. I know we work sometimes, like we work a lot of the times, and sometimes we just tired, we just don't feel like doing it. But if you know that makes your partner happy, just suck it up and do it. Just suck it up and do it.
Or be considerate. Like, if you know I'm tired, like you said, if you know I'm tired or something, I can't stand this. If you're talking to somebody on the phone, and they hear that you're tired, like, oh, I done told you I done got off work, I'm tired. Don't continue talking to me.
Yeah.
That shit just irritates the fuck out of me. I think that's so fucking inconsiderate.
Or when they downplay how tired you are.
Like, I'm telling you I'm tired. But you steady talking about some bullshit. Like, You hear it in my voice. I told you I don't work two jobs and shit. Why are you still talking? You should be considerate and say common sense or say.
Don't let them say.
Okay, well, let me let you
what
kind of
what? Well, what you do at work? It don't matter what.
Oh, yeah, just, or to try to define.
Or they be like,
my job ain't that serious for me to be that tired.
Or be like, you ain't really, you just standing there. Don't work that really that hard.
That shit pissed me off. I can't stand no shit like that. I'm like, what you mean? Do you have this job? No. Okay, then. So you can't determine what the fuck I go through at my job.
Or, well, it was your decision for you to work both of them. What you mean? I know. It's what you call working. It's what you call hustling. Because, you know, you want to play hard. You got to work hard. So, therefore, sometimes I might not feel like working two jobs. But I know we got things coming up. So, let me just go ahead and make this little extra money. So, I can be good when we playing hard. Don't downplay some, well, you just security. What you mean I'm just security? Oh, wow. I'm securing the ground. What the fuck you talking about? I'm making sure everybody can go enjoy themselves. So, you know, they can be safe while we are here.
You choose to play hard. You don't have to. You only making money so you can.
That sounds like somebody that don't. Jealous. Just lazy. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about what the fuck they doing.
What you got going on.
Yeah, I think it's jealousy. Yeah.
Damn.
Right,
and then we different bodies. Your body, we built differently. Your body might not feel the same how mine feel, exactly. And we doing the same thing.
Exactly. Or you only work 8 hours. Try working 10. Yeah, or 12.
I done heard that one before
I can't
too.
Stand right.
How you basing what you do or what I do off of your opinion? I don't give a fuck about your opinion. Okay, you don't know what the fuck I do at the job.
Exactly.
I can't stand people that do that.
And we seen them. They won't make it. They won't last. Mm-mm. All right, y'all, we going to a song. We'll be back.
I'll give you one chance to get it up, get it up again. A mistake ain't a mistake when you meet the same one again. You told me that I'm the one, but I ain't one of them. Communication getting frustrated, can we make it make sense? You make more time for your homies, you hit me when you're feeling alone. Yeah, how you gonna look at me sideways? But I ain't heard from you in 5 days. How we together, don't even speak. We too busy out here running the streets. Ain't even checking on me. We say it's love, but how could it be? I was doing my best, I was doing the most, and it started becoming a habit. You were selling me heaven, but giving me hell. That's a fatal attraction. It was giving me hope, it was killing me slow. It's a silent assassin. Yeah, gave you love and passion. No one said I imagined it. Wasted, mentally wasted. Everything just felt wasted. I just wasted energy. Wasted, mentally wasted. Everything just felt wasted. Wasted energy. Wasted, mentally wasted. Everything just felt wasted. I just wasted energy. Wasted, mentally wasted. Yeah. I was just being real honest. Have me second guessing, moving with caution. Look in the mirror and you see the problem. Staying low and avoiding the drama. You was busy wishing my call up. Move around, make me call up your mama. You know that you're wrong for trying to play me. Now you're telling everybody I'm crazy. What if I did it to you? You would hate me. I just really be missing my sex. Put the deco in too much gray. The solution stuck in your ways. Cause I try to get as away.
Numbers before the new year came in, and I'm quite proud of myself.
How you gonna know who that?
I'm gonna say who does. And once they say name, okay, you can leave me alone.
No, they hate that line.
Who yeah, they don't like that because they know you done deleted that number.
Oh, yeah.
They hate that. What you mean, who does?
Delete. Yeah, don't even waste your time. Delete. Sometimes you got to do that shit. Fuck all that shit. Ain't no going back. Ain't no,
yeah, so
ain't no U-turns.
Yeah.
King George said, no U-turns. I ain't making no more U-turns. Mm-mm. You left, you lost in 2022. That's where you going to stay. I don't have time for that shit. Okay, another thing they were saying about growth is things you need to have, you know, in order to grow, to know yourself. One is, yeah, knowing yourself. Of course, that's a process, a life process of getting to know yourself, knowing what you like.
I used to take myself out on, this nip look delicious. Yeah. I used to take myself out on dates. I used to take myself out on dates. I didn't care. I used to go by myself. I used to go to the movie by myself. I used to eat lunch, dinner by myself. You just got to learn yourself. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite color. I thought my favorite color was just like pink or yellow. I like all the colors.
Yeah, that's why I like all the colors. Don't just stay in the box and just... That's what we promote. Just do different stuff. Don't just feel like... Just because the other world doing it or somebody else doing it or you see people in college doing it or something. Be you. Don't have to wear the same shit. You don't have to wear name brand all the time. Do you. If you feel comfortable wearing that, then do it. Mm-hmm. If you feel comfortable wearing all neon, then fucking do it. If you feel like you want to wear big hair, then do it. Shit. Mm-hmm. If you want to get tattoos, piercings, do it. If that's what, don't be doing just because everybody feel like, oh, I don't like how they look. Fuck what they think. Right. Do you. Right. You growing. It's what you like. Sometimes you can't listen to the world or what they think. Sometimes you can't even listen to your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend because they don't know what the fuck they talking about halftime. If when you with somebody, yes, it's compromises, but you ain't going back to fucking change me. I tell every motherfucker that. If it gets somewhere serious or I'm interested in somebody, look, this how I am. I like color. I like piercings. I like tattoos. I'm not changing nothing. I can compromise if I'm with around family or your grandma or somebody like that, but I ain't changing. I'm not changing. You ain't going about to come in my life and change who I am.
You know the tattoos ain't going
to happen. That ain't going to happen. You ain't going to change how I talk. I had one person talking about I cuss a lot. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's me. You not about to come here and change my vocabulary. If I want to cuss, that's what the hell I'm going to do. That's me. I'm not about to change how I talk. I'm not about to change how I talk. I'm not about to change how I walk. I ain't even about to change how I shit. That's just how it's going to be. That shit.
I always say, in a crowd of a million, you want somebody to pick you out or pick somebody else out. Like, I shouldn't blend
exactly
with a crowd.
Why you want to look like everybody else?
There's no way you're not going to find me in the crowd of a million. You're going to find me. Because I'm just going to have my own, I'm going to be me. That confidence going to stand out. Color probably going to stand out. Like, I'm just me. Like,
yeah. And somebody that truly loves you, they should accept you for who you are. Yep. It shouldn't be about, oh, well, you might want to change that. Or if I make you uncomfortable, then you ain't for me.
Yeah.
If you don't like how I look or how I dress, you ain't for me.
Nope. Don't try to solicit me to go to no gym. I know where the gym at.
If you trying to check,
I know where to find the vegetables at. I know where to find the fruit.
Say, that's my growth journey. It ain't yours.
Yeah.
If I want to do it, I'm going to do it when I'm ready to do it.
Exactly.
You don't even have to worry about that.
And you don't have to deny yourself. I had a lady tell me she would love it. She loved tattoos. And she would love to have as many tattoos as I have or more, but her husband won't.
Well, I tell him do it.
Uh-huh.
She said she can't do it
because
of her
husband. See? So she realized that after she got married, or?
I don't know. She said she would love to have tattoos. She loved tattoos. I said, I told her the same thing to do. She said, no, her husband.
That's some strong love.
Yeah, that sure is. Because if it's something I want to get and I desire to get it, I'm going to fucking get it. I mean, ain't no, you can't do that. I can see if it was something like fucking crazy. Like, you tell your husband, I want another dick. You ain't gonna tell your husband that. But a tattoo, that's I mean, especially if she don't get extreme and big, like why he can't compromise with
she
that?
She said she want to cover. She want to be covered.
Because people see like tattoos come with like so many different what's the word I'm looking for?
Stigmas.
Yeah.
Like oh, it looks whorish or people that
whole bunch of
crazy
or people who have been in prison
or
biker people only bike clubs. Not true.
Or it's not proper for a female to be tatted up and stuff. Or it's not godly and it's just all kind of stigmas out there about it. But I feel like it's if you want to do it, do it.
I love it. I never saw myself with this many tattoos.
Me either.
In the past, I never saw myself with this many tattoos. But when I got that one, and it's like you gotta have your own reason. We gonna get some. I had one, and it's like it's therapeutic to me. Like
yeah, it is.
Not to me.
To me, I guess to each his own. Not to forget, not to mention, it looks good. I love the way it looks, but to me, I see it as being therapeutic.
Okay, our next question is, why is it important to have someone with goals and aspirations for their future in a relationship?
Well, listen, ask guys, like you said earlier, you'll accept anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That also lets you know, sometimes you have to, if you've grown, say for instance, if I've grown to a certain level of acceptance, and I have goals too, I want that person to at least, you know, I don't want you to just be hanging around working at KFC and think that's just your end all of all.
Yeah.
I want you to aspire to move up in the world, grow just like I'm growing. Sometimes you got some people in your life that you just got to leave behind because if they're not growing to want to do something better for them life, what you think going to happen to you? They're going to try to drag you down right along with them. They don't want nothing for themselves.
And
they ain't trying to get better.
And don't say, I ain't going to get dragged, because yes, you are.
Yeah.
Eventually, you are. With that person. If you in love and you love that person, you're going to get dragged right along with them.
So let's remember, progression, not regression.
Exactly.
You want to progress, not regress.
Like, that's like,
and it don't take forever to figure that out. That person ain't trying to do.
And you know whether you're going back or not.
You know whether you're going back or not. That's, I can't stand, like, and when you in a relationship, y'all got to have goals too. So where we going with this relationship?
Exactly.
Where we taking us?
If it ain't going nowhere, you need to move on.
I ain't
going to
keep doing the same thing over and over every day, all day, every year, in and out. No, something got to change.
Then you spit. They know it'd be 1 year, lead to 5 years, 5 years to 2 years,
and
y'all the same
place.
And then I'm not
ain't nobody credit improvement.
Yeah.
And we ain't moving up. We ain't getting nothing bigger and better. Ain't no kids running around here. Oh, no. Cut them.
Yep. Or if you keep saying the same
It should be some progression every year.
It should be progression mentally. It should be progression financially. It should be progression all around. Like, if y'all just in the same rut every year.
I ain't doing
the same rut. You going through the same bullshit. He ain't trying to do nothing better. He don't want, you can tell somebody don't want better for themselves. Mm-hmm. They can't say, oh, I love you and I want to do better for you. And they ain't trying to do nothing for themselves. Obviously, they haven't grown. Mm-hmm. So you can't, that's like you a plant. You a sunflower hanging out in the open field. Now, their ass still in the dirt growing. They in a little tweed. Why are you up in the air with the sun and they in still in the fucking dirt? That don't even go together. That math don't even match. You don't need no twig. You need somebody that's growing just like you in the sun. I want to be with a motherfucker in the sun. I don't need the root. I don't need the twig.
No. Because you get too much water, it's going to
And you know what they're going to do?
Gonna cover it right
you
on.
Know what they're going to do, though? They the twig, right? What you think they're going to do with you when you out there in the sun? They're going to slowly dry your ass out. Mm-hmm. And you're going to slowly, slowly wither down. They just going to bring you down till you are root too.
Yeah.
So you can't do that, folks. Don't get with no twig or root. Get with a sunflower that wants to grow. And you know, sometimes I'm not saying you can't start with a twig. Because you got some twigs out there that want
something
for
themselves. Yeah.
that wants to do better.
They need but, you, they need you there. They might need you. They might, you might have what it takes to get them where they need to be.
But you got to have action behind it. Don't just let them tell you they're going to do better. You got to have action behind what they say. Let that twig, see what that twig going to do. Now, that twig ain't doing nothing. You don't see no stem starting to pop out. You mm-hmm. need to let that twig go, because that twig lying. That twig ain't saying what the fuck they supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So you need just to move on to another sunflower that's growing.
You don't need a body who will stay comfortable. In
it. Yeah, comfortable. And you got a lot of people out there like that. They just comfortable. They comfortable working at KFC. They comfortable with just...
Well, you know, the minimum wage don't went up. That might be okay.
Yeah, but I'm talking about if you got a purpose, you got aspirations to be a wife or be a husband, and you want a house, you want kids, you can't, come on, let's be logical. You can't do that. He must be going to be working at 3 KFCs or 2 Popeyes, and you know how hard that is going to keep that up doing fast food like that for life? Like, you got to want to do better. So, yeah, that's all we saying. Just want to do better for yourself.
So, y'all, we're going to go to the song. We'll be back. Yes, yes.
Too late for you, and I think that I left you right on time.
I'm still waiting on somebody to be right on time. Because I ain't found nobody to be right on time yet. Nipplicalicious is sounding alarm. If you right on time, hit me up.
Okay, our next question is it more beneficial to grow separately or together in a relationship?
Yeah, that's common sense.
It is common sense now. You should be already done did your growing before you get with somebody.
It is, then, but a lot of people don't.
Because then you got different ideas. If you doing your own growing over here, he doing his own growing over here, then
y'all
know what's going on. It's
y'all
crazy.
Have a big old relationship blob. Miss.
But a lot of times, we don't know as individuals if, say, for instance, I'm interested in this guy or he's interested in me. I won't really know his growth level in the beginning, sometimes, yeah, you do see red flags and stuff like that. Yes, you do notice those things. But, like, potential-wise, like, you won't know if he's grown until you really take time to get to know him and know, you know, stuff he does. And you'd be like, okay, this nigga ain't on my level. Like, okay, he don't even want this for himself. Or he,
you know, it'd be the relationship test that let you know if you willing to put up with his growth.
Or go further with it.
Because like, let me not say he. Your partner might feel like they good where they at. You know what I'm saying? Okay, y'all come together. They feel like that's their growth. Like, they done made their progress. They don't feel like...
Or they feel like they don't need to go further. They don't... Right. Some people are
they don't
so
need
set
to,
in their ways.
They right. They don't need to improve. Some feel like they might not need to improve. They done did all the change they can do, right? So when you get with them, it's up to you to figure out if I'm willing to stick through that. So I guess you, when you get together, I mean,
it might work for some people. Some people might do need to you go do this and do, you go do that and then y'all come together. That might work for some people.
But are you willing to wait till they grow for y'all to come back?
Are you willing to,
you
to,
wait till willing to
stop
wait?
Your growth and...
I don't know about that.
Because sometimes you can stop your growth and you be so focused on trying to fix this person. You can't fix people. Mm-hmm. You got to fix yourself. Fixing people, that only slows you down as a person. So that fixing shit...
So my question is, if when you get with somebody and you feel like they got some growing up to do, they got some improvement to do.
That's when you
and you decide to walk away. So are you willing to wait till they improve? Or are you willing to, when they improve and get better, are you willing to wait for them? And if you are, how long?
At this point in my life, no. I don't have to. I think it depends on the person, the individual. Because some people ain't... You getting older. Some people don't got time like that to be waiting on no motherfucker.
No, I ain't got time either.
In your 20s and shit, you can play around and shit. But where you getting older and shit, you trying to go somewhere in life, you trying to get a house, you trying to do this. Ain't got time to be waiting on your ass to get no grown ass man or grown ass woman. Ain't got time. People ain't got time like that no more. Ain't got time like that no more. Shit too expensive in the stores and shit, clothes hot. Who got time to be focused on, I've got to fix you?
Yeah, people crazy, bro.
Shit, half time you ain't got time to fix yourself. You talking about helping somebody else grow? Shit.
Yeah.
I ain't got time.
Like you said, if I was in my 20s, then I might consider it. But I ain't in the 20s no more. I'm knocking on 40. Yeah, I ain't got that kind of time, bro.
Okay, what are some signs that you're growing together as a couple, you think?
Like, y'all improving. Y'all ain't in the same place y'all in when y'all first got together. Let me see. Maybe.
Are you not arguing as much? That could be growth.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't doing that anyway.
What else? I don't know. What grows? You're growing together. Oh, when you're not stressed out about stuff. Like, if your money and stuff came together, y'all not struggling. Y'all got a surplus.
When you feel like, well, I ain't doing this anyway, but all you inspector gadgets out there, y'all done put y'all glasses up. Y'all done stop.
Oh,
y'all done took the GPS off the cars.
You don't have the car. For that show you be watching, you don't have to go call cheaters.
Yeah, I ain't doing none of that.
First of all, that's too much goddamn.
Yeah, because if you feel like you got to be inspector gadgets, cheaters, GPS, somebody messing up.
Now I say you better off by your damn self.
Yes.
When it comes to that. If I got to do all that, I just need to be by myself and live my life.
And I know there's a lot of cheaters out there, because when the investigation crew move into the neighborhood, I know it's a lot of cheaters. They got billboards all over. Right on the street over. Free? Here.
What is that?
On the street over. Free investigation. They doing free stuff. GPS tracker on the car.
What?
It's one over here and there's one over there.
Oh, wow. I ain't see that now.
Yes. It's over on the other street.
Dang,
I did not know that.
Yes, man. It's not free services, but you know, when you hire them to do some work, then they'll give you something free. Yeah.
What'd you say when you saw that?
Wow.
It's a shame. It's a lot of cheating going on. It's a lot of cheating going on.
The whole goddamn universe. Shit.
I think it's the second one in the city. Yeah, one over here and one over there by, where you get my hat on it? Well, that's got to get her feet on it.
Damn.
Last question.
Okay, if deep down you weren't happy with how a relationship was going, is it better to keep fighting for it or choose you?
What? No. I'm tired of fighting. A nigga like me tired of fighting. And I ain't even been in that many relationships.
I ain't been in that relationship, but I'm tired of being on the battlefield. I ain't doing it no more.
I can't. Like, what you... Like, first of all, what you fighting over?
What you fighting for?
Oh, yeah.
What you fighting for? You gotta ask yourself that question. What am I fighting for? What am I fighting for? Like, is it even worth it? Like, really? You have to ask yourself that. Because sometimes you be tying your own goddamn self out for no fucking reason.
You ain't got energy to do it.
When you just move the fuck on.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah, I'm
that's not happiness. That ain't love. That's stress. That's aggravation.
And if you do fight, how long you gonna fight? Like, how many battles you gonna... How many rounds you gonna go, as I should say? Like, how many rounds you gonna go? And fighting over what? Like...
Because somebody you ain't fighting for yourself.
Somebody like spending too much money? Or... Now, if it's something like, I don't feel like cooking dinner today, can you cook? They ain't worth walking out. But if something like...
If you gotta keep saying shit over and over and over and over, come on now. It don't take that long for somebody to get in their fucking head. Okay, you fucking up. You keep fucking up. Or you keep doing this. Or the disrespect won't stop. Or you keep doing this. You keep cheating. Yeah. How many times you gonna keep on saying, okay, I forgive you. Okay,
I'm sorry.
I don't want to leave. I don't want to give up on this. I don't want to give up on this. Well, obviously that motherfucker done gave up a long time ago. So what's the point? What are you fighting for? If they not fighting with you, what's the point?
That's not even a fight.
That's not growth. You
and
fucking
that's
up
not
your
a fight if you fighting by yourself.
Exactly.
That's not a fight.
That person that lets you know that individual gave up a long time ago. Yeah. Even if they was even fighting in the beginning. You might have thought they was, but they probably wasn't even in the beginning.
All right.
Hey, so you can you? Oh well, never mind. I'm not even gonna say it.
What? Mm-mm. Say it. Now I wanna know, and I'm sure the people wanna know. I wanna know.
So y'all.
So I'm not, you know what? And this might be a prime example. I saw it on Judge Judy. That's why I be watching the court shows. Even on Judge Judy, even when you marry. It's safe to have your own bank account. He have his own bank account. And then y'all have a house bank account.
Because I ain't
even about to start fighting with you and hearing with you. One thing what he gonna do, nipple-lick-a-licious gonna do, I'm gonna keep this hair done. I'm gonna keep these nails done. I'm gonna keep these feet done. And you know I got my other, I'm gonna keep the Bath and Body Works. I ain't going to no Suave. I'm gonna stick with Doug. I'm not downgrading. So it's just best we just pay these bills. At the money we put in together in this account, you rock for over here and I rock for what I got over here. I even saw on Judge Judy. And we ain't about to fight over financially. Only reason why we should have a disagreement is maybe I spent too much on my account and then you got to put some in the joint extra because what I didn't do or lack it or something like that. I don't know. But I saw that that's the number one thing people be fighting over relationships.
Money.
Mm-hmm. And just best you have your own, he have his own, and then y'all have a joint. And if we ain't married, I ain't putting no money in no joint, no way.
Hell no. We ain't married. Shit. Mm-mm.
So, y'all,
to love is to grow. Meaning, growth is very important. Self-growth is very important for yourself. Before you get and jump into any type of serious relationship, you have to know your worth. Know who you are. Know what you're not going to settle for. Mm-hmm. Know your worth. Know, and let that person know the bullshit you ain't going to deal with. If you just willing to just accept anything, what the fuck you think you're going to get?
Yeah, know what you're looking for. Know what you want. Know where you want to be at 2, 5. Know where you want to be at in the future. No, you don't have nobody approach you. I'm like, so what? Where you see yourself at 5 years? Like, I don't know.
Remember, progression, not regression.
Yes, yeah, so you gotta learn. Take yourself out. You ain't always got it wrong with the crew. Turn up with yourself. Spend time by yourself. Do what you like to do. Everybody might like to do what you like to do. So do what you like to do, and then y'all come back as a collective, and then go from there.
So I was by myself this morning.
I was by myself this morning, too. In my room, doing what I like to do. Straight chilling in the bed. My first time sleeping in since 20 or 23 got here. And I'm going to do it again. I ain't going to say next week, but I'm going to do it again. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. We are on Facebook and Instagram, Exotic Sensations, Xotisinsations. You can find us on most streaming platform, podcast platform, Anchor, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Did I miss somebody? I feel like I did. No. But anyway, wherever you find a podcast, just type in Two Freaks, TWO, and a version and see if we pop up. If we don't, then go somewhere else. You'll find us there. Okay? So until next week. Did I forget something? No. So until next week.
We out.
We out.
Cause I really don't wanna tell you how I am digging you so. I can't let go, but it hurts me to my soul. So I tell you every little thing that is on my mind. I can't let you know, so I hide it inside. All my feelings for you, don't want you to let it go to your head. I need you sometimes, but I can't get you off my mind. So I hate you from the game. Always trying to act like your loving doesn't faze me. When the truth is that it amazes me. I know it's a big lie, cause you can see right through my eyes. How much I wanna hold you. Give you all my loving, baby boy, let me show you. And I really wanna get to know you. But I've been there, I've done that, done. I promise never to get hurt again. Never alone. You see me this way, so I take all my feelings and I tuck them away. Frontin' like I don't want you to hold me tight, so I act like I'm putting up a fight. I get your attention and make you stay around longer. So I tell you I don't like it, cause I know that that will make you wanna hold me tight. I can't help myself, I really like you. But I've been there, I've done that, done that. Never to get hurt again. Never again. You drive me crazy, but I promise myself never to get hurt again. Never again. I've been there, I've done that, I promise never to get hurt again. Hurt again, never again. I don't deserve it.
never get hurt again. Never get hurt again. Never. I don't deserve it. I can never get hurt again. Never get hurt again. Never.
Your seat.